You know, I actually slept through it. I woke up about 7:30, 8 o'clock, I think, and it was still raining, and everything was flooded. I was actually going to head down and visit my mom earlier today, but I seen on Facebook how many places around me were really, really flooded, so I waited till now to head down. Figured it would give it a few hours to subside, and I didn't hit any flooded roads, at least. Lots of flooded yards and stuff, though, but yeah, I actually slept through it. Can you believe that?
The only way you got to get on the side-by-side and go those floods.
Yeah, I could have rolled all around in that. I got a roof, I got a front and rear windshield, I got side windows. The funny thing about it, man, is we were driving around with the side windows up and the vents open on the front windshield and the one vent on the back windshield open, and it didn't really get that hot. And I'm like, well, I can't see out of these two plastic windows that good. And I rolled mine down and was going to look for deer and stuff, and the way the air was coming through with the side windows open, man, it started to get to be like 110 degrees, man. I had to roll the window back up in order to cool it off. It was crazy.
Last night it was very windy. I was up when that thunderstorm had in those streets, right? All the way down and come up. Roger.
Yeah, they were calling for a lot of wind and a lot of lightning, and that was the same storm that went through like the Chicago area, and I seen a map today. It wasn't just Chicago area, but it was in that whole vicinity. Wow, I can't talk today. There were like 30 different, either 30 or 50 different spots that the National Weather Service had to go see if there were tornadoes or not. It was crazy.
I think that was the hurricane came down here. The hurricane in Mexico. And this is WIUG, grade 8.
I'm pretty sure that hurricane was the rain a couple days before that, so I don't know what this was. This was probably a monsoon that came from Alaska or something.
From Alaska or Hawaii, somewhere in there, came down here. Maybe from Russia.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy, though. I guess my area, Columbus Township, they said that they got 5 minutes in or 5 inches in an hour from like 3 or 4 in the morning till 5. So, yeah, it was crazy. I couldn't believe it. It must have got quite a bit of rain down here, too, because as I got closer to the Romeo area, I see more puddles and flooded yards and stuff.
I went to the end of Rochester, and usually the stream goes on, and that thing was so high, you know, under those trees. People used to go fishing over here, but not this today. I was out there, and that water was swinging fast from one end to another.
Yeah, somewhere in Rochester, in one of those bike paths, it washed it out, and they got it closed down. I didn't catch exactly where it was at, though. I forgot my call. WRVU 954.
You maybe figured it out. You're on the side-by-side. That's why you forgot the cosign.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm at my first destination. I'm going to take a little break here. I'm probably pop back on in about 5 or 10 minutes. So if I don't talk to you again, it was good talking to you. And if I do, I will. WRVU 954.
Okay. Captain Don. Good to hear from you. And we'll talk more anyhow. And I catch you a little bit later. WIUG 48.